The battle between the Trump administration and the world's wealthiest college, Harvard University, just kicked up a notch. Late last night, the administration cut $2 billion in federal grants to the school. This was after Harvard rejected what it saw as illegal government demands. Some of those demands were for Harvard to report international students who violated university conduct rules to federal authorities, to give students and faculty less power, and to have an outsider oversee academic departments. Today, President Trump threatened to remove Harvard's tax-exempt status. Here to discuss what all of this may mean for higher education in this country is NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so Harvard, to my understanding, is the first college to refuse the administration's demands with billions of dollars at stake. What's been the reaction outside Harvard today?
So on college campuses across the country, academic leaders and professors are breathing a sigh of relief. One college president told me he applauded Harvard's action and believed all university leaders must resist compromising their core missions. Even former President Barack Obama weighed in, saying, quote, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom." Earlier today, I reached Michael Dorff. He's a law professor at Cornell University.
Harvard really had no choice, given the extent of the demands the Trump administration had made upon it. If you're going to sell your soul, you should at least get a good price for it.
Now, even President Trump was also following along on his Truth Social platform. He posted today saying, quote, "Perhaps Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status and be taxed as a political entity." So, Elsa, the battle is indeed far from over.
Far from over. Okay, so to the extent you understand, Alyssa, why is the Trump administration doing this?
Well, the White House maintains that this is about rooting out anti-Semitism on campus. Back in March, they announced that 60 universities were under investigation by the Education Department for allegedly failing to protect Jewish students. And Elsa, it is within the federal government's power to ask universities to make changes to campus policies and then to withhold federal money if they don't comply.
Right.
Although I must say there is very clear procedure on how to do that, which involves Congress. You know, it is also true that the Trump administration has repeatedly said it wants to curb what it sees as far-left bias in academia. Here's President Trump speaking at an event in Florida in 2023.
"We are going to choke off the money to schools that aid the Marxist assault on our American heritage and on Western civilization itself. The days of subsidizing communist indoctrination in our colleges will soon be over."
In the last month, the administration has canceled or frozen about $11 billion at a handful of some of the most elite colleges in America.
Right. Okay, so this isn't just Harvard. Will we see more colleges, you think, start to push back against these kinds of demands from the Trump administration?
Well, I asked that exact question to Ted Mitchell. He's the president of the American Council on Education, which represents hundreds of colleges and universities.
If Harvard hadn't stood up, it would have sent a chill across higher education would have really hampered the ability of other institutions to define for themselves where that red line is.
He says Harvard basically allows room for others to stand up, and it tells other colleges what's possible, and he expects other colleges to follow suit.
Okay, well, it's Harvard's argument that these actions by the administration are illegal. So what would you say is the role of the courts here?
Well, legal scholars I've talked to agree that the way the government is going about freezing this funding is not following civil rights law. But it's risky, right? Like, even the threat of eliminating their tax-exempt status is very scary for schools. That said, I am following two lawsuits, one filed late last week by Harvard's faculty, along with the American Association of University Professors, over this exact battle, and another including Brown University, Michigan State, and the University of Rochester over the administration's cutback of federal grants from the Department of Energy.
That is NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
You bet.